Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I got nothing to say, but thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning of the show. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. He's not here in Atlanta with me. He's holding it down in New York. The super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And we got a lot to discuss right now. Thursday Night Football. People love it, right? Always great games. No, not really. The Jacksonville Jaguars are smacking up the Saints right now, 17-6. If you thought the Saints had problems scoring earlier this week, this past Sunday, it hasn't changed on Thursday night. Trevor Lawrence is in action. ETN already has 2 touchdowns. Derek Carr is getting destroyed on social media. And the Saints look like they are going to fall to 3-4 unless they can wake up here in the second half. We also got baseball going on. How about there's an active game right now this minute? The American League Championship Series is going on right now. The Houston Astros lead the Texas Rangers a score of 7-3. It looks like the Astros are about to tie up this series unless the Rangers can come up with some runs. Only a few minutes ago, Jose Abreu helped just kind of blow the game open. A 3-run home run. 3-run bomb, pushing the score to where it currently stands, 7-3. The Rangers have had some trouble with offense the past couple of games, and I know they got 3 runs up on the board. They're going to need, at minimum, 5 more runs to try to win this game. This game is currently in the bottom of the 5th. And then we had another game. The National League Championship Series. It's not done. Phillies aren't up 3-0. The Diamondbacks walk away with a victory, and the Diamondbacks were able to secure that victory via walk-off. We'll talk about that. Matter of fact, we'll hear that walk-off momentarily. And we got even more to discuss throughout the remainder of the night. Saquon Barkley says, please don't trade me. I want to be a New York Giant. Why anybody would be or want to be on a losing team, I have no idea, but I can understand his personal reasons. We'll get into that. James Harden, he still doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. He hasn't shown up to work. There are already rumors about Joel Embiid potentially wanting out. I don't know how true they are. And these guys aren't necessarily out, but maybe they're in. Deshaun Watson, this man showed up and actually practiced today. Could he potentially play against the Seahawks? We'll hear from Deshaun Watson. And Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, Shep, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's still hurt, right?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a game-time decision, but no decision one way or the other.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is perennially hurt. He's just a hurt-ass human being. And so we'll keep you up to date on Thursday Night Football. These Saints, these Jaguars, will obviously keep you up to date on the ALCS as well in baseball. Looks like the Astros are going to tie up this series at 2-2. Shep, how you doing this evening? You doing good, man?
I'm doing well, JR. Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I wish we had some better games on right now. All things considered, Saints are once again kind of pulling up into their red zone. They just stink. Just the normal Thursday night football. Sit down, watch a game, and hope that the two teams that played this past Sunday maybe got a little bit of juice. The Saints have absolutely none. Listen, folks, if you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm on social media everywhere. That's at JR Sport Brief. So if you like scrolling on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, you can find me there as well, at JR Sport Brief. Let's talk about a game that did take place earlier today. Let's talk about a game that actually had a thrilling, exciting ending. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks actually beating the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies had an opportunity in this game to go up 3-0 in this series and pretty much just about close the book, close the door on the Diamondbacks. That would have been their opportunity tomorrow, but they didn't. And so the first score of the game was Bryce Harper scoring in the seventh inning on a Ryan Thompson wild pitch. Gurriel scored an RBI double to tie things up with the D-backs and the Phillies at 1-1. And then we get to the ninth inning. And Ketel Marte, he's probably been the only Arizona Diamondback who has just absolutely been on fire, okay, in the postseason this year. He's batting .382. He has 4 doubles, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. And even dating back past this series or this season, this postseason, he's on a 12-game hitting streak. And you know what you can add? The man also hit a walk-off tonight, this afternoon, that put the D-backs onto the board. They picked up a victory. The Phillies now only lead 2-1. This is the bottom of the ninth. Ketel Marte singling and sending home a run that sent home all the D-back fans happy. This is courtesy of the D-backs radio network.
And the 0-1 pitch. Swing! Base hit! Diamondbacks win! And to score, Smith. Marte gets his third hit of the ball game, and the Diamondbacks are alive and well in the National League Championship Series. They win Game 3. They come back home. They beat the Phillies 2-1 on a walk-off by Marte.
Now, do me a favor here. Am I being a jerk if I'm saying that this is delaying the inevitable? I mean, if we look at the past couple of games, the Phillies have they've been running the show here. Okay? I mean, we got to look at winning 5-3. The last game, they did more than that. They smacked the living hell out of them. They blanked them 10-0. And if you take a look at tonight's game, nothing. Okay? We are talking about 3 hits. When you look at the 10 runs the Phillies scored in the last game, and you look at tonight with only 3 hits, tonight was an aberration. Brandon Fought went out there and pitched 5 2/3 scoreless innings for these Diamondbacks. He struck out 9 dudes. He was a rookie who showed up. People were upset that Tony Lovello, not the general manager, but the manager of the D-backs, pulled him. But that's the plan, right? That's the numbers. That's what you do when you're a manager now. Are you managing or are you just looking at a piece of paper? And so he pulled him, but it ended up working out. And so if I'm being honest, I think the Phillies are going to strike back tomorrow. I think they'll take their 3-1 lead. I think the Diamondbacks will be happy that, well, not happy, but they should be happy that they were able to get a game. And speaking of Tony Lovello, he talked about Ketel Marte after the game. This is an older, younger veteran on the Diamondbacks who won this. Listen to Tony Lovello.
He's just got an unbelievable heartbeat. He loves to be in that moment, and he is one of our best players for a reason. And I thought the key to that inning was Perdomo walking and handing it off to Cattell. But Cattell thrives in that situation. He just has a heart of a lion. He wants to get the job done and be the main guy to help his team win a baseball game.
Okay. Enjoy tonight while you can. They have another opportunity, like the Astros are doing right now, to tie up the series tomorrow in Arizona. Apparently, there were tickets on sale before the game for about $17 to $18. I don't know. They said the place sold out, 47,000 plus folks in downtown Phoenix to go ahead and watch this game. But I guess in the middle of the afternoon on Thursday, hey, I guess people got work. People got things to do. Now, what they look like tomorrow, I have no idea, but I still am confident that the Phillies are going to advance and win the National League Championship Series on their way to another World Series. And let's be real. The Diamondbacks, before they scored in the seventh inning, they didn't score for 17 innings. Okay, we know they got blanked last game. And in game one, they lost 5-3. 17 innings they didn't score. If they can continue the momentum tomorrow, God bless them. But I believe they're operating on borrowed time. See what happens. And speaking of the amount of people who have shown up, Shep, if I have to ask you, just based on what you know and probably potentially what you feel, do you think this postseason has been successful from a viewership ratings perspective?
I would say, probably not.
Why would you say so?
You don't have a lot of big market teams. LA is out. Obviously, that was the big one. No New York, no Boston. Philly, yes, but that's not the biggest. People don't like Houston.
Oh, well, damn.
People don't know anything about the Diamondbacks, let's just be real. And I don't think a whole lot of people know a lot about the Rangers, with the exception of Bruce Bochy. So I would say, in all likelihood, it would be down.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. The current ratings in the league championship series is pretty much the same as last year. Now, to your point, this is the first time in Major League Baseball, well, it's the first time since 2014. Let me not make it sound like an eternity. But this is the first postseason that we have not had a team representing New York, Chicago, and as you mentioned, Los Angeles. Those are the three largest television markets, and we don't have not one team. And so the ratings were actually down in the divisional round and also the wild card round. And for where we stand right now, this moment, even with the two Texas teams, you'd think things would kind of be dipping. They're pretty much the same. They're averaging about 5 million viewers per game. And if you look at game one of the American League Championship Series, I mean, God bless them. It was a Sunday, followed Sunday football, the Jets and the Eagles. The ALCS has averaged 7 million viewers, and it hasn't had that type of rating since when the same Texas Rangers took on the Yankees. That goes back to 2010. And so I agree with you, Shep. If you were to ask me about the ratings, I would say that they would be down. Surprisingly, they're about the same, and things didn't start off that hot, and I think that might have to have something to do with the shortened wild card. Like, who the hell cares when you're playing two games and the games are sweeps? Not a lot of momentum moving into the divisional rounds. But, yeah, people care about Houston and the Rangers, I guess. Are you shocked by that?
Yes, because the four best players in baseball, I honestly, the best six players are not playing past the ALCS or the NLCS.
Yeah, let's go through them, right? There's no Aaron Judge.
Right.
There's no Shohei Ohtani.
Correct.
Here we go. Well, Bryce Harper is here.
Yeah, but JR, he's more reputation than he is substance. Like, don't get me wrong, I know he hits a lot of home runs in like divisional league series rounds, but he's not the same type of player of like a Betts or an Acuña Jr. or even like a Matt Olson or even a Freddie Freeman. Like those.
Wait,
to me,
what? Matt Olson?
Yes.
Oh,
right
no.
Right now, who's more valuable to their team? Now, granted, Bryce Harper has been the hotter.
Bryce Harper is more valuable to the Phillies than Matt Olson is to the Braves.
Well, he's got the better contract, and he has two MVPs, and Olson has none. I get all that, but Olson,
no, I'm
saying
about
this this year, Olson's better.
He had a better season statistically.
He was pretty good last year too.
Yes, he was. Statistically, you want to talk about importance? The entire Braves lineup from top. The Braves have players on their team from 1 to 9 that they have no idea where to put them because they're so stacked. You could easily remove Matt Olson from the Braves, and the Braves would still be a damn good team and still go out there and make the postseason the way that they raked this past year. Everybody smacking home runs, knocking in runs. Bryce Harper is coming off of elbow surgery, and Bryce Harper does a whole hell of a lot more for the team, just in a general sense, not even just statistically speaking. He means a whole lot more to the Phillies than Matt Olson means to the Braves. Matt Olson, in a general sense, for all of his home runs, he just fits in. Nobody particularly cares about him. It's just, Matt Olson, that's the guy that replaced Freddie Freeman. Oh, we're happy he has hit home runs and that he's not a complete bum, and now we're over Freddie Freeman. He doesn't carry juice in that regards. Meanwhile, Bryce Harper, just for who he is right now, what he is doing right now, what he means to the team, what he's accomplished, this man going into the Hall of Fame. And so, yeah, I mean, is Acuña playing right now? No, it stinks. People love Acuña. People don't give a damn about Olson. You're right. There is no Mookie Betts. There's no Shohei. There's no Judge. I would say right now at this moment, just thinking off the top of my head, some of the best players still playing right now, even just the names, name recognition. We obviously have Justin Verlander. There's Jose Altuve. You can take a look at Bryce Harper. Who am I missing here? I guess, see, even...
There's no one on the Diamondbacks.
Even Carroll. No, people don't know who he is. People don't know who Carroll is.
Oh, you know who's still
the
there? You know who's still there? I can't believe he's still in the league. The guy at third base, former Ray.
Evan Longoria.
Yes.
He was
on the Rays when they made the World Series run. This was like in 2008, I believe.
Yeah, Evan Longoria, he's had to deal with some injuries, and he's gotten old over the years. It's crazy to think that he got to be in his late 30s now.
He's 85, I remember that. So he's got to be 38. He has to be.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, probably. Yeah, that would put him there. And at one point in time, he was one of the best players in baseball, not anymore. As you just said, it's kind of shocking that he's still there. And so let's go through this. Who's the biggest name on the Texas Rangers?
Scherzer.
Oh my God, that's not good.
Or the guy not playing this year,
DeGrom.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Probably yes. The biggest guy on the Astros is probably Altuve and Verlander.
Yeah. One is a first ballot Hall of Famer without question. The other will likely be a Hall. Okay. All right. I mean, you don't think he's going to take a little bit of a hit with the cheating?
Who cares? First, nah, man. No, they're both. First ballot, second ballot, third ballot, fifth ballot, Hall of Famers, just flat period.
I think there's tiers, but I gotcha.
There are tiers, right. But who cares?
Gotcha.
Like, you go in, we know they're going in. If you take a look at Philadelphia, it's obviously Bryce Harper. And then if you take a look at the Diamondbacks, it's nobody knows Corbin Carroll
right.
from a hole.
Maybe
in the
Christian
right
Walker? He's not the greatest hitter for average, but he's a power guy.
Nobody knows who the hell that is.
That's fair. I mean, we know Longoria before we know anybody else.
And half the
people only know him because his name sounds like Eva Longoria. So
yeah, probably. That might be the same reason people knew him when he was playing down in Tampa.
Right, for Joel Maddon, exactly.
And so, I mean, here we have it. We just went through all four teams. I think we did, right? Phillies, Diamondbacks, Rangers, and Astros. And we picked out, what, four guys?
Yeah.
And two of them are on one team?
Right, exactly.
The Diamondbacks have nobody that anybody knows. Maybe Evan Longoria. Rangers got a couple of dudes. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, you know plenty of the dudes. Marcus Semien, you can look at Seager. He might be in there, but I don't think a lot of people know who he is. And so, yeah, I mean, kudos to Major League Baseball for having ratings that were similar to last year. But tough going with the way things are.
JR, I'd say Yordan Alvarez is a star as well.
Yeah, but people don't know who he is.
Fair enough. But I would say in the baseball world, he's a star.
Absolutely. No different than Corey Seager is a star. But, I mean, does everybody watching baseball across America just go, oh, man, yeah, no.
And I don't know how much this matters because they're not larger-than-life personalities, but we have arguably two of the five most successful managers in the history of the sport, too.
And, oh, well, Dusty Baker,
yes.
Bruce Bochy.
I mean, they're going against each other the same series. I mean, JR, in our lifetime, Torrey, La Russa, no disrespect to Jim Leland or Bobby Cox, but I would say these four managers are the greatest of the last 50 years.
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know if I want to go to 50, but I'd say so. I mean, you can't dispute the success that they've had. And Tony La Russa, I'm just glad that he's not on a bench anymore falling asleep.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Yep. I knew that was coming.
He's sleeping somewhere right now, but at least he's not on the job.
Well, what's crazy is Dusty's not that much younger, JR. Like, I don't think people are appreciating what this guy's doing. Like, he's got to be 75 right now.
Yeah, I mean.
He's mid-70s, man.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Dusty Baker, all things considered. Tony La Russa, here's what it is. Tony La Russa felt like a curmudgeon, like forever. He always seemed like he didn't want to be bothered, and he's just there, and he's grumpy, and then he went away, and then he was a consultant, and then they brought him back. There was no reason for him to ever return outside of just Jerry Reinsdorf going, hey, I know this guy's name. Let me go ahead and hire him. It's a lot like Mark Davis turning on the television and going, oh, hey, I know that guy. Let me go ahead and bring him on. So a little bit different of a situation. Dusty Baker just has a youthful energy about him. It seems like he actually enjoys his job. And so, I think that's a bad analogy. I was going to say there was a guy who said age ain't nothing but a number, but he's currently locked up. So I'll leave that guy out of it. But the fact is, yeah, man, Dusty Baker, he's youthful. And it would be nice, it would be cool, if he won another World Series. I'm glad that he got that one under his belt last year. And we'll see what happens. Shout-outs to Dusty. And shout-outs to all the names that people actually know here in this postseason as it continues to roll on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You know, we do have one postseason that ended last night. It ended in New York. The Liberty lost. And how about this? The New York Liberty got fined after the game. I'm going to tell you why and what they did or did not do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Man, the Saints fans deserve better than this crap. I mean, they're at home, cheering on the Saints. The Superdome is one of the best places in the country to watch a football game. Here on Thursday night, the Jacksonville Jaguars are just walking right the hell up on over the New Orleans Saints. The score is 24-9 right now. There's about 2 minutes left in the third, and it's just ugly. I can't say nothing else. It's just bad. What do these numbers look like? Derek Carr, 187 yards passing and interception. They have rushed for 86 yards. Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams in the same damn game. They've combined for 56 yards rushing up until this point. It's just they can't do anything. Saints are sad. They're about to fall to 3-4. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, unless there's some type of miracle that's going to take place in the fourth, It looks like the Jags are going to go up 5-2 or improve their record to 5-2 on the season. And then meanwhile, we were just talking some baseball on the other side of the break. At this point, the Houston Astros still lead the Texas Rangers. The score there, 7-3. They are in the top of the seventh. Houston has an opportunity to put some more runs up on the board. Here in the commercial break, while looking at the game, we talked about, you know, who are some notable names and big names. There are probably more famous athletes watching this game that represent Dallas than actually play for the Texas Rangers right now. Dirk Nowitzki's in attendance. Luka Doncic is in attendance. Tony Romo is in attendance. And I'd say all three of those dudes are probably more famous than anybody currently on the Rangers. My apologies to Max Scherzer. Anyway, before we went to break, I did share with you that, yeah, we're in the midst of the postseason for baseball right now. We know the WNBA Finals ended yesterday. The New York Liberty, they went down. They lost to the Aces 70-69. Courtney Vandersloot took a last-ditch three that hit absolutely nothing at the end of the game, and which is pretty bad here. The New York Liberty, you know, you're supposed to talk to the media at the end of the game, after the game. You're supposed to sit down and kind of let everybody know that it sucks, it feels bad, we'll come back better than next year. And we got a little bit of that. But we didn't get enough because the New York Liberty, as a team, as a franchise, was fined $25,000 because their players, some of them like Sabrina Ionescu, she was not available to the media. She got fined $2,000. And I get it. $2,000, okay, this is not the NBA. A WNBA player might make anywhere from $150,000 to, you know, a top player might make a quarter of a mil. Still not the easiest of things. But we did hear from Breonna Stewart, who had an awful game, even though she was the league MVP on the season. And Breonna Stewart says, yeah, we sucked. We could have done better.
I mean, such a low-scoring game, but we couldn't get stops when we needed it and couldn't get anything to drop. And, I mean, I don't know. Credit to Vegas. They played well, but we wanted to obviously force it to game five.
Oh, Shep, were those tears? Was she crying?
She was not crying. Very, very concise with her words, that's for sure. But at least she spoke.
She had boogers running out of her face then.
I don't know about that, but I give her credit. You know what? I give her credit for speaking. I'm very disappointed in Sabrina, who's one of the faces of the WNBA. She obviously admired Kobe Bryant. Kobe would be incredibly disappointed in Sabrina for not, you know, taking your lumps when you lose.
Maybe she had to vomit some more. Possible, right? Why, she was vomiting at the end of the game.
Oh, I thought it was analogous because she choked in this series, and I would have agreed with that.
Why are you so harsh?
Well, this is not a good reflection of the league. Like,
what?
The WNBA, they complain all the time about how they don't get enough attention and not enough people talk about them. Well, you're not even speaking to the media. Your star, one of the faces of the league, doesn't even speak to the media. She should be ashamed of herself.
Oh, my God. Well, I agree with you. She could have done better. I wouldn't go to the extent of she should be ashamed of herself, but I'm talking about the lady is throwing up on the sidelines, and you're just like, oh, it's because she choked. I'm like, damn, Shep, that's harsh.
Well, she did. I hope she's feeling better. I do.
Yeah, but
she didn't play as bad as Breonna, but she did not play well at all.
No, I mean, even throughout the course of the series, I don't think she played all that well. This is someone in, I think I could be wrong. Is she the face of women's basketball when it comes down to Nike? I think she's their premier athlete. She has an entire collection.
Wow.
With Nike. Yeah, I mean.
I think most people remember her more from college. Obviously,
yes.
She's been successful in the WNBA, but she's
yes,
not like
but not
Breonna
the same
Stewart.
Way.
Right. She's not Breonna
right.
Stewart like AJ Wilson. Wilson. She's not in that stratosphere yet.
I don't know. Listen to me. I don't know if we can have in a WNBA. It feels like for the most part, and yeah, we could think about the Cynthia Coopers, et cetera, of the world. I feel like the majority of WNBA players who have been dominant. Uh-oh, another home run? Oh, crap.
Yep, 9-9-3.
Yeah, Houston just hit a two-run home run. It's child's play right now. Houston leads 9-3. Chaz McCormick hit a two-run home run, his first of the postseason. And, yeah, Astros are going to tie this series up 2-2. You know, I think you think WNBA superstars like some of the best? I feel like they're all bigs. You know, I'm thinking Lisa Leslie's, right. Candace Parker's, the Asia Wilson's of the world. Am I wrong there?
Well, like the best player on that first great dynasty, I would arguably say the only dynasty in the history of the WNBA, is Cynthia Cooper.
Yeah, but I'm saying outside of Cynthia Cooper,
right.
Like the history of the league, the majority of the dominant players, they've been bigs.
I'd say Taurasi. Taurasi has been, without question, a superstar in the WNBA.
Right.
I'd say Sue Bird is in that same vein.
Yeah, we can name them.
Right.
But wouldn't you say that a lot of the bigs have been – and Sue is not small. How big is Sue?
Five.
She's like 6?
I don't know if she's 6.
5?
No, Sue Bird? No,
yeah.
Sue Bird's got to
Bird
be like –
Sue Bird is not 6 foot something?
No, she's got to be like 5'10", I would guess. 5'10", 5'11", maybe?
I thought she's bigger than that. Oh, she's only 5'9", wow.
Okay, yeah.
I thought she's bigger than that.
Well, she's got a big presence.
Does she?
Taurasi can't be more than 6 feet.
No, she's bigger than that, yeah.
Taurasi's bigger than 6 feet?
I think so, man.
Wow.
Yeah, she's not. Let's see. She got to be 6 feet or more. Let's see.
I'm shocked about that.
I don't think she's small, man.
Right.
Let me see. How tall is this lady?
She's the all-time leading scorer.
Oh, she's 6 flat. Man,
yeah,
ain't no
yeah.
small woman.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, like she couldn't have been taller than 6 feet.
Yeah, but I just... Let's see. Let's look. Marco Belletti knows all of these answers.
Oh, he does.
WNBA all-time leading scorers. Hey, Marco, feel free to jump in on you know who they are right now, okay?
I'm fine.
Tina Thompson's got to be there for all-time leading scorers.
So here we go. Here's Diana Taurasi, who's still playing. She's
going
to be playing until she's 60.
Right.
She's one. And then we go... Tina Thompson,
right.
Big. Tamika Catchings, big.
Leslie's got to be there.
Tina Charles, big. Candace Dupree, man, she's been around forever. She's small. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. Oh, my God. I don't know who the hell this lady is. Dawana Bonner, have you heard of her?
I know Juwanama. I don't know Dawana Bonner, no.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
She's been in the WNBA for 13 years.
Is she active? I've never heard of her.
She plays for Connecticut.
Yeah.
She averaged 17 points a game this past season.
What?
Yes. 30 minutes a game, 17 points a game. Dawana Bonner is number 6 on the WNBA all-time leading scorers. Cappy Pondexter, we know she ain't playing. She's small. Sue Bird is small. Candace Parker is big. Katie Smith, she's small. Was she a guard?
I believe so. Katie Smith?
Yeah, she's a guard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was a guard.
Sylvia Fowles is a big. Lisa Leslie, 12th. She's a big.
I'm surprised she's not higher on that list.
I am too.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Because I know Tina had the record at one point. But Tina played in the inaugural season, as did Lisa Leslie. But it seemed like Lisa Leslie played forever. She's the first woman to ever dunk in a WNBA game. And I feel like she was around for 15 years. It was supposed to be her and Lobo. We're going to be like the main rivalries, but Lobo's career was cut short.
Yeah, Lobo had to deal with the injuries.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of bigs here at the top of this list. I guess the little folks can't last. I mean, it's no different than in the NBA. A lot of the bigs last longer. The smaller dudes run out of gas and size, et cetera.
Sue's got to be top 20. Sue Bird has to be top 20 in scoring.
Sue Bird?
Yeah. I'm shocked that she's not. Because she could do more than just dish it out.
Sue Bird, let's see. Diana Taurasi, Lisa Leslie, Angel McCautry, Katie Dunn. No, she's not.
She's not top 20?
She's not top 30.
What? Well, you know the crazy thing about
Taurasi? Wait, she's eight.
She's eight,
behind,
right?
Cappy Pondexter.
Okay, that didn't make that didn't make sense to me because Sue Bird played until she was 41, and she played every year.
She just quit.
She's quit. Now Taurasi actually missed a full season. Remember that?
She blew out her knee.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's your WNBA talk. When's the next time we're going to talk WNBA? Next October?
I thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, the parade?
Yes.
Are they getting drunk? Is the parade tomorrow?
Well, they might as well be having a parade on Mardi Gras. The Saints just scored a touchdown, for God's sakes. It's about time.
Oh, my God.
22
did.
Straight drives. They finally scored on a possession. Unbelievable.
It took Taysom Hill to do it because everybody else sucks.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Did they just – they almost missed the extra point. It went off the uprights. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Marco Belletti is going to update you on this game, everything else going on in the world of sports. Hey, the New York Liberty. Yeah, they got fined because they didn't want to speak to the media. $25,000. There's a guy who plays on the New York Giants. He's not being fined, but he might get moved from the team. He doesn't want to be traded. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to commend you on what you're doing going around college to college. My friend's daughter saw you at Bryant, I think it was. You got her really thinking, and I think she's going to go into your field. I think it's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. For a minute there, it looked like the Houston Astros were going to continue beating the living hell out of the Rangers. Jose Altuve just had a home run called back. Didn't go over the wall, but hit the top of the wall. And so instead of Altuve hitting another home run, climbing a little bit closer to Manny Ramirez for most home runs all time, Altuve only has to settle for a double. The Astros still lead 9-3. Meanwhile, on the NFL side, Thursday night football, the Jacksonville Jaguars still lead the Saints. Even following that Taysom Hill touchdown, the Jaguars lead 24-16. And so we'll keep you up to date on both of these games as they continue on. I think one of them is most certainly already a wrap, and that'd be the Astros getting ready to tie this series up at 2-2. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I told you about the New York Liberty. Team was fined $25,000, including several of their players. Someone like Sabrina Ionescu fined $2,000 for not speaking to the media after the game. And that's not the only story currently going on in New York. The NFL trade deadline is going to take place on Halloween. And so we got about a week and change before we get there. And the New York Giants have stunk. There's no way around it. We know they stink. They're currently sitting at 1-5. They lost a heartbreaker to the Buffalo Bills, 14-9. They got the Commanders next. Daniel Jones still dealing with a neck issue. Saquon Barkley, the man just returned. And then in an overall space, Saquon Barkley was asked about, you know, what the rest of the season could potentially look like. And Saquon said, you know what? I know we stink. I know we're bad, but I don't want to be traded. Listen to what Saquon had to say.
That never crossed my mind. Obviously, I've been public and vocal about how I feel about this organization and where I want to be. But like I said, knowing the business and seeing that side of it, there's a lot of things that I can't control. So sitting here, everyone knows how I feel. Everyone knows I don't want to get traded. I don't think anybody in their right mind would want to get traded anywhere. It's not an easy thing to do. You got to move. I have a family. I would love to be here, but like I said, it's not in my control. My focus is to be the leader I can be for the team and try to get this thing on the right track.
Nobody wants to be traded. Is he so sure about that? Like in a general sense, you want to stick with the team that's paying you, especially if you have success. Nobody wants to deal with the logistics of a trade. As he just mentioned, You got to move. You got to find some place to live. You got to be acclimated. Become just move into a different place, man. It ain't easy. And then if you got a family, and as far as I know, Saquon, I don't know his status, but I don't think he's married. I don't think he has kids. Not that it matters, but he is from the New York metropolitan area. He did go to school in Pennsylvania, not far out in Penn State. And so this is home for him. But let's also be real, and he said it himself, it's a business, man. Like, you can want to stay in New York to play, to live, to have a life. But if we got to talk about football, what the hell good is going to come out of Saquon playing for the New York Giants? The answer is nothing. I mean, we already saw what took place before the season got started in the offseason. Is Saquon going to get a contract? Are the Giants going to give him a deal? Answer is no. We saw Daniel Jones go out there and end up with his deal, $40 million per year. Saquon had to settle, and he showed his cards, wore his heart on his sleeve, talked all that crap. Well, not a lot of crap. Can't even call it crap. But was honest about, hey, yeah, I could hold out, but I'm not. And he didn't. He got a $10 million deal plus incentives. And so he's basically playing on the franchise tag plus a little bit on top. And so, look, the New York Giants ain't going to tag him again. It's not in their best interest. And I don't think it's also in their best interest to give him a long-term deal for a team that's not going anywhere. Like, if Saquon is out there, there's still a bunch of losers. If Saquon isn't playing, there's still losers. Why pay two guys to go out there and just lose? If the New York Giants can move on, get something in return, get something cheaper to move forward with, yeah, Saquon, you might want to stick with the Giants. But it's probably best to move on, man. I'd love to see him someplace else. Hopefully where he can play, where he can win, and where he's not the engine for the entire offense. That's something I also think is taking years off of his career. Look at how hurt he is. Yeah, you don't want to move, but I think you should. And don't fall for that lie. There's players all the time that want to be traded. Maybe in the NBA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about someone who still wants to be traded. His name is James Harden. There's someone else as well. There are rumors that he's going to be wanted a trade as well. It's what the NBA is, right? Sign a contract, get paid, ask to move on. I'll tell you who that other player is. I'll update you on the Astros, the Rangers, the Jaguars, and the Saints. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.